Happy July! This is Jan Bratt, and this is my July Hetchigram. This is probably the most interesting time of the year in regards to my new book, the working title being The Snowy Nap. I always stop my work so I can write a bit about my work process. I like hearing about other artists' approaches, so I will describe my own for anyone who's interested. I am and have always been fascinated with the children's book form. I think it is unique in commercial products because it is individually crafted. I do have a team I work with, the art director Marika and the editor Susan, and I don't want to minimize their impact and efforts. Much of a traditional children's book, though, is from the mind and hand of one person. I have written the manuscript for The Snowy Nap and completed the 32-page book dummy, a miniaturized and sketchy cartoon version of my story. I had a meeting with the editor and art director at Penguin Random House in New York City last month, where they offered me their ideas and reactions. I've completed several finished pages, and this is where the fun begins, because I can see the world that I am creating. Because I am using the characters, setting, and trim size of the hat, a picture book I wrote 20 years ago, I had the challenge of making it different, but I'm still trying to stay true to the culture of Finn Island in Denmark. My husband, Joe Hearn, is a classical musician, and I have always loved the concept of theme and variations. If you are teaching children, you could illustrate my idea with two pieces of music, Benjamin Britten's The Young People's Guide to the Orchestra, which is themes on Purcell, or Brahms' variations on a theme by Haydn. The Snowy Nap is a variation on the theme of the hat. In order to make the Snowy Nap distinctive, I changed the palette, especially in the border. I love birch. It is my favorite tree, and over the years I have collected books about crafting with birch and various artifacts made from birch. I have lapti, plated shoes from Russia, you can see in the turnip, made out of birch, ornate layered birch boxes, also made in Russia, and carriers and vessels made from Native Americans. Serendipitously, I had an old copy of Interiors magazine. I never throw them away. That has a photo shoot displaying China in a quaint setting of shelves decorated with old newsprint, cut in serial geometric shapes, kind of like paper dolls, where you fold the paper, cut the design, then open it up. Instead of using newsprint, I used birch bark with the pink side out. If you find a piece of birch bark, it is hard to decide which side is more gorgeous, the papery, white exposed outer bark or their interior shell pink side. Well, I chose the pink because I've used the white in other books like The Mitten and Home for Christmas. The rest of the border is knitted stitches from Nordic patterns, some of which I kept from Danish museum trips when I went years ago for the hat to give the book a cozy feel. One of the changes I'm making in my art is to make it a little more crafted. It is a reaction against the use of technology and computer art, which I accept it's its own thing and possibly a new art form, but I feel like my work is a continuation of the art style of Beatrix Potter. It is hard to explain, but I feel that painting each stroke in a picture over time gives the art a soulful quality. I read once that in some cultures, I think one is Navajo and the other culture is Middle Eastern, that when creating a weaving or perhaps beadwork in the Native American art, the artist intentionally flaws the design in a subtle way to show their humility. I think all artists grapple with the perfection and extraordinary beauty of the world around us as we try to create art. Good luck with your endeavors and creations. Your friend, Jan.